Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt this morning, and I'm sorry, I have been obsessed with this whole Nancy Guthrie mystery, and we have on the line with us right now senior correspondent for News Nation, Brian Enten. Brian, you have been there from day one and have done such a great job on this, and there's a documentary that will be airing on News Nation tomorrow night, correct?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. It's actually going to be on the CW network. It airs tomorrow night. It'll be 8 o'clock Central Chicago time. I got to Arizona the day after Nancy went missing. I was there for 2 months. I was just back there last week, and we've been documenting sort of everything we've learned since the very beginning, and we're putting it all together in this documentary.
I cannot wait to see this. I saw you on the WGN TV news, and I'm like, we have to talk to Brian Enten. You have been following this, and how does a woman just disappear? Her family needs her body back. I'm positive, well, I shouldn't say that, but I'm quite sure she's not still alive. But where did she disappear?
I know. It's such a good question. I mean, how does an 84-year-old woman literally just vanish from her bed in the middle of the night? You know, you have the resources of the federal government, the FBI, the state police, the local detectives. They've all been working on it now. It's been 3 months. And my sources on the inside say there's still no suspect. I don't think it's a cold case. They still go, you know, there's still thousands of leads that they haven't gotten to that have come in through the tip line that they're working. So it's not cold by any means, but it just doesn't make a lot of sense. What's interesting about this documentary is this is so cool. We got together three of the world's top profilers, people who used to work for the FBI. One of the women, her name's Dr. Burgess, the show Mindhunter on Netflix was created based on her. So we got them together in one room to say, like, what the heck is going on based on all the evidence you have? What are the theories that come to mind for you? And it's so interesting what they came up with, and that's a big part of the special.
Mindhunter was such a great show, so I can't wait to see this. Will you be revealing any new developments in the case?
Yeah, so we interviewed a source close to the investigation, an insider who went on camera with us. We had to put the person in silhouette, change the voice, just because it could have gotten in a lot of trouble. So there's new elements there about some issues early on about, you know, clearing the crime scene and how the sheriff may have made some mistakes. So we'll get into that. But to me, I mean, what these profilers came up with was probably the most interesting. That, you know, they say that it's likely someone who knew Nancy, which, you know, they went through all these statistics, 92% chance that someone who knew Nancy, and then also why they believe there's more than one person involved.
Oh, that's new information.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And of course, there was one of her daughters that was kind of talked about at the very beginning, that she and her husband may have had something to do with it. The family members have been cleared, correct?
That's right. Yeah. According to the sheriff, they've been cleared. I have a source who tells me there was polygraph done and that they've been cleared. So those rumors kind of still run rampant on the internet. But I mean, I've been deep in this thing since the beginning. I haven't seen any evidence that it's anyone in the family. I think a lot of that is just rumor, and the sheriff has officially said that everyone in the family is cleared.
And then I saw reports, I think last week, that a Ring camera picked up a masked person somewhere near Nancy Guthrie's house, but didn't know if it was really related. Any information on that?
Yeah, there was another. I saw that video too. It was a couple miles away, and it was another masked person. You know, looked like they were trying to commit a burglary in a neighborhood. No information that I have that it's connected. There's been a couple of those. I mean, you know, there's crime in Tucson. Other things have happened, but this is so unique. I mean, for an elderly person to be abducted is almost unheard of. There's not even a lot of, you know, with these profilers, there's not even a ton of cases for them to go back and look at because it's so unusual. But they agree that it had to be targeted in some way. I mean, these things don't just happen randomly. And the fact that her house was scoped out, I mean, we confirmed that 2 weeks before, the same person who we saw on the doorbell camera was there 2 weeks before walking around the house. So there was clearly some kind of plan.
Well, we will be watching, and I sure hope this case is solved sometime soon. Thank you so much for fitting us into your busy schedule this morning, Brian.
Of course.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. Brian Enten, he is a senior correspondent for News Nation. And as I mentioned, News Nation presents this hour-long documentary, The Nancy Guthrie Mystery. It's at 8 p.m. Central on the CW Network. I will be watching it tomorrow. I am really obsessed with it, and I know it's not just me, and I'm still obsessed with the JonBenet Ramsey case. I want to know what happened. How do we, in this day and age, with so much going on in the way of technology, how do we not know what's going on? And then on the other side of the story, how do you know what to believe when you look at it on social media or really any website? I saw this video yesterday. I'm embarrassed to admit this. There are two guys on a fishing boat, and they pull in this giant fish, and then all of a sudden, this huge shark jumps and grabs the fish and flips over and is on their boat, and they're scrambling to get away. And I send it to both of my boys, and they're like, "Mom, that's AI." I'm like, "How is it AI?" And they're like, "Who was filming it? How is it such a bird's eye view of what was going on?" It's like they knew that was going to happen. So just be careful what you see on the internet. That's all I'm going to say to you. And do check out the News Nation Presents, this documentary. Can't wait to see it tomorrow night on the CW, 8 p.m. Central, The Nancy Guthrie Mystery with Brian Enten.